Hello, and welcome to the Java Batch Podcast, where we discuss JSR 352, the Java Batch specification, and eventually its implementation in WebSphere Liberty. Hi, this week's episode is Batch Properties Object, Jakarta Batch Issue 133. There's some code samples in this one, so we'll see how it does as an audio podcast. So the kern behavior allows you to specify a batch property in the JSL and have that value injected into a batch artifact, like a batchlet. Batch properties are all strings. When you inject a property, you give it a name and a value. To get the value injected into the Java code, you need to know the name given to it in the JSL. For example, in the JSL, you might have properties elements, and inside properties you'd have property, where the name is output type and the value is PDF. In the Java code, you'd @inject @batch property with a name of output type, and then that would go into a string called maybe input dir. That makes the JSL and the Java code pretty tightly wound together. It would be nice if the Java code could just pick up a properties object that had whatever properties were specified in the JSL, and then extract the keys to find out what properties were specified and react accordingly. It would also let you group a set of related batch properties together. That would help if, for example, your reader was reading from two different data sources. You could have two groups of properties, one for each source, that would be injected into two properties objects, keeping them together without requiring some naming convention or something like that. So for the JSL, you might have properties elements like before, but inside that have a new tag, maybe a properties object, and it would get a name like prop1, and inside the properties object you'd have, again, the property name of output type and value PDF, say. And then inside the properties you'd have maybe a second properties object with a different name, maybe prop2. And then in the Java code, you could inject batch property instead of specify, and then we specify the name prop1, but instead of declaring a string, you'd declare a properties object, prop1, and then you'd inject another batch property called prop2, and the properties, and then declare a properties object for that. So that way you'd get all the attributes that were set in each object injected into a properties object in your Java code inside the batch artifact it went with. Of course, that's just a proposal. The syntax might have to change to make it actually work.